talking with Scott Anderson, chair of the Texas Cattle Feeders Association. Great meeting here. Glad to, obviously you've made it to Oklahoma City. What's the mood of the ship? What's going on with your folks in the cattle feeding business here in the Southern Plains, Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico?
I guess I'd qualify it as cautious optimism. We're starting to make some progress on a lot of the things that we've been working on for basically a year, trying to get numbers back under control and get things to match a little bit better and earn some leverage back on our side of the equation, and we see glimmers of that on an increasing frequency, and so it's starting to make everybody feel a little better.
You mentioned the fact that obviously folks here at feedlots in this part of the world working hard to try to see a little more negotiated price activity going on to help with that 75% plan.
Yes, everybody's on board wanting to, do what we can to keep it an industry-driven solution, because we believe that, we can be much better architects of that than people in Washington, D.C. trying to, tell us how we need to do our business. And so we're all on board trying to make sure that we can keep control of that scenario and build it the way it needs to be built. We didn't get to this point overnight. It took 20 years to get here. So, it's going to take a little bit of work and some trial and error to figure out what the best solution long-term is.
I guess a lot of fingers were pointed at our part of the country on this problem, and it seems like we are responding.
Yes. Yeah, it's, without a doubt, nobody wants the government in our business. That's just – so anything that we can do to protect all of the progress we've made, genetically, and the quality of our product, and the way we've been able to increase choice and prime product coming through the system, we need to be able to maintain that and reward the producers for that, and still totally recognize the need to have a active price discovery to, set the base values for all of our grids and those things too. So yes, there's many pieces to the puzzle, but we're all actively engaged.
A big part of your morning session was a salute, a thank you to Ross Wilson, retiring, moving to an advisory role after a lot of years, 37 years in with TCFA service.
Yes, sir. Cannot say enough about all of the effort and support that Ross has put into, making not only TCFA a very viable organization and helping all of the producers through the TCFA region, but everything that he's done for the beef industry as a whole. His reach is far beyond just the TCFA region, and it was fun to see so many people come here today to help recognize him for all of those efforts, and honored to be a part of that.
Great. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely.